News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Seinert. The Bryan City Council is moving ahead with the idea of a super park. That followed a presentation from staff and a consultant during Tuesday's council workshop. Using Veterans Park as a measuring stick, at least 140 acres of land is needed. Three ideas were mapped over the municipal golf course, which you can see online at WTAW.com. While the council was told the location was only for demonstration purposes, Al Sines called on taking inventory of all available city land.
There may be a more desirable location for a super park in the community other than the one considered on paper here today, because we know what we've just gone through in reference to golfers in the area.
There was no opposition to Mayor Jason Byinski's statement that the city would not buy land.
It's my understanding that we're going to look at the inventory that the city of Bryan owns. We're not talking about going out and buying 150 acres somewhere, correct?
Understood.
The option the consultant says received the most staff support included 17 synthetic turf fields. 10 would be for baseball and softball, 3 for soccer, and 4 for either football or soccer. There would be 75 parking spaces for each field, along with a skate park, disc golf, a playground, a trail system, and an amphitheater. The early cost estimate was $10 million. A divided Bryan City Council has given preliminary approval to giving $2.4 million for a conference center that's part of a planned hotel and retail development in the area of Traditions Golf Course in the Bio Corridor.
Spencer Clements of Atlas Development, the group that owns Traditions, says without the conference center, there's no boutique hotel. Chief Executive of the Texas A&M Health Science Center, Dr. Brett Girois, says it's a critical component to create the environment necessary to be an international player in the pharmaceutical business.
There is a particular need for a boutique hotel and conference facility in the Bio Corridor with amenities to cater not only to weekend football fans, but to corporate executives from Belgium and Japan, and to research scientists from Boston, San Francisco, Tel Aviv, and London.
Members of the Brazos County Lodging Association opposed what spokesman Hunter Goodwin told the council was subsidizing a competitor in an exploding market.
I went and talked to the RVP, and they actually have a policy, and their policy states they don't support incentives to any industry that is experiencing robust growth. So it's just a conflicting message to, at the same time we're having the best growth in the history of our communities, that we're going to consider incentives to a competitive product.
The council takes final action in 2 weeks. The money won't be given until after the hotel and conference center is built and the private financing on the project is paid off. Another $3.8 million is going into the rest of building the Atlas Town Center. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Brazos County native who has had various volunteer roles for more than 60 years was recognized at this week's County Commission meeting. County Judge Dwayne Peters first read a resolution honoring Jack Donovan.
I understand they got you here under false pretense.
Then Donovan was told he was receiving the Red Cross Presidential Lifetime Volunteer Service Award.
I was thought from the Red Cross characters that I was supposed to talk about CERT.
Donovan, who's retired from the Texas A&M Firefighting School, has been a volunteer with the county's CERT unit, which stands for Community Emergency Response Team, for 13 years. He's also spent more than 4,000 volunteer hours with the Red Cross, currently as a member of the organization's disaster response team. That's your look at news. We'll have more at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure, it's going to bring us some sunshine, but a trough in the Gulf of Mexico could bring us an isolated storm by late today. Highs approaching 95. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures tonight near 75. There could be a stray shower or thunderstorm tomorrow, otherwise mostly cloudy and near 90. Maybe a storm, 75 tomorrow night. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs up around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, Jason Byinski. Mayor Bryan joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. A little tired.
Yeah, y'all had a meeting last night, and there were a few folks there. And one of the things, obviously, the first thing let's talk about, that was a lot of discussion about the TERS that has to do with, it was developed back in 2000. And, of course, a lot of folks have probably heard or seen the stories about the development that's going on there. But there is some pushback. Now, I have a couple of questions first. The young lady who came in ahead of the conversation and had bullet points that were available so people could understand what a TERS is, I think was very helpful so that they would know that. But has this TERS changed from its inception back in 2000? And if so, are you not required to have some financial reports there so that people can see those changes that take place?
Well, we always have financial reports on all the TERS. We meet the TERS groups. They have a board, meets at least once a year to talk about the financials, talks about the certain projects that are currently underway, new projects that could be added. The TERS board recommended these additional projects, which we have amended financial plans for all but one of the other TERS in the past few years, whether we add dog parks or walking trails. And so they wanted to amend this, insert the conference center, which was originally negotiated from day one, the $2.4 million to assist the hotel developer in construction of a conference center, and then add some other amenities, private infrastructure improvements for the Atlas development, which could be parks and trails and roads and utilities and such, about $3.6 million on that.
Now, our listeners are diverse, and so what I want to do is at least say that the idea behind a TERS is that there is money, tax dollars that are spent simply within a geographic area in that purpose. And this is an investment tool that allows the city to, I guess, maybe be enhanced more than the city could afford to do from an infrastructure standpoint themselves. Is that fair to say?
You go, the true meaning of a TERS is you go into an area that's typically not going to be developed overnight, an area that may be harder to develop, an area that may take longer to develop. That west side of town back in 2000, I think, when the council passed to put in the infrastructure improvements, to do the Traditions Golf Course, none of the council members voted on that at this point. Our job is to make that TERS successful. If that TERS is not successful and the money that was invested by the taxpayers for the infrastructure improvements is not paid back, then that's paid back through the general funds, which will go against salaries and police and fire and infrastructure and could raise your tax rate. So our job as the current council members are to encourage projects that are going to add to the tax base. Those dollars, like this Atlas development, this is a $500 million deal here. It's not only a hotel and a conference center. It's residential development, restaurants, retail, quality of life improvements. That are going to bring in sales tax, hotel motel tax, and property tax to the city. It'll go back into the TERS, help pay off the rest of the infrastructure improvements that were made for the whole TERS 10, and then once that's paid off, then that all goes back into the general fund so that we can go into all parts of Bryan and do more improvements and do more things to improve the quality of life for our citizens. But if it's not successful and it doesn't develop out the way it should, then the taxpayers will have to bail it out. So our job is to put these projects on the ground that are going to help in what we did different for this project, the Atlas development, than we've ever done before. Typically, we go out and we do bonds to pay for some of these projects, and then we get our money in the end when it's paid off. This time, the developer in this TERS is going to put his money up front. He's getting a large bank loan, and then if the project takes, if it's successful, the taxes that he's generates for the city on the back end will then go to reimburse him for his expenses, the 3.6 and the 2.4. But again, we're talking about a $500 million development here. It was mentioned that there were some other hoteliers that were in attendance that had some concern. No one's approached me as the mayor of Bryan about doing a 4- or 5-star hotel in Bryan. I don't think we have any 5-star hotels in Bryan-Cullough Station. I think probably the Hilton may be considered a 4-star hotel. They are looking at other locations in another city south of us, but we have had a growth in hotels being developed throughout Bryan-Cullough Station. A majority of them are being built in Cullough Station. We have less than 25% of the market in Bryan, and again, there are very few that are, if any, I think there may be one other looking in Cullough Station at doing a 4- to 5-star type hotel.
Well, now the shirt said, what's the rush? Let's get educated. So what's the rush?
Well, we did have a meeting. There was a called meeting last Friday, 1:30 at the Hilton Hotel. Baron Hobbs, Mr. Hunter Goodwin, and other hoteliers were in attendance. Majority of council, from what I understand, was invited. I know of at least, I think, 5 that were invited. It was done within about 3 days' notice, so most of us were already preoccupied and booked with other appointments.
But we have a rule that you can't have a walking quorum. You can't have an unposted meeting of more than they frown on three council members meeting. Maybe one or two is acceptable. If we would have had four council members in attendance, then we've got a walking quorum issue and we can get in trouble and stand in front of the DA's
my understanding
office.
My understanding was that the invitation was to you and to Ann Horton and to Greg Owens. That would not constitute a quorum. That would not be a walking quorum. So why were you not able to, the three of you, be able to be there for that?
Well, actually, Chuck Condola was at the meeting. He attended the meeting and represented us. Mm-hmm. So that would have been four.
He wasn't originally invited.
See, I'm not sure who was invited,
okay.
Scott.
All right. Well, what I'm going to say is that's what Hunter Goodwin said. So I'm going to say, I'm going to put that forth. So anyway, all right.
And so not knowing who was invited, we didn't have a correspondence amongst, I can't call all the council members and say, were you invited? Did you get this invitation? If I'm hearing from staff that they think that more than three council members were invited to this meeting, then that's a concern.
Right. No, and I get it. I understand the walking quorum, but what they were trying to do is get some answers, and I don't know if
and I believe they got those answers. Spencer Clements, the developer of the project, was in attendance. Lindsay Gindy, Joey Dunn, two of our top staffers that are well informed on the TERS 10, were in attendance, as was Councilmember Chuck Condola, who represents us on the CVB. So he's our hotel and visitors and tourism board member for CVB. So we did have the right people at that meeting to represent the city of Bryan and to answer any questions that any of these participants had in regards to the TERS 10 and the Atlas development.
Okay, so now for the general public, this is first reading passed 4-2. So you'll have
five to two.
So you'll have another reading. So this has not happened yet. So if folks are interested or if they want to get some more information, what would you recommend they do so they could understand this better?
Well, be happy to have them get with Lindsay Gindy. She is our TERS 10 expert, and I'm sure Spencer Clements would also be happy to meet and discuss all the plans that he's planning on doing out there with the Atlas development. Those are our two best points of contact for the right information.
Well, as I'm looking at this and watching it happen, I mean, you have to be excited when you have somebody who wants to bring in a boutique hotel. That's a great situation. And but the question is it ahead? Are you there too early? Is the market not going to be able to support that? And I know that Brett Jouas spoke last night with the idea that there were going to be international people who are actually going to be coming here because of the development that's going to be going on in the biomedical corridor. And so he seemed to indicate that being able to put your best foot forward is an important thing. But, we've got football weekends, and we've got some other folks coming in, but we may have some other weeks when that's not going on, and we've got this facility there.
Well, the upfront risk is the developers, not the city. Again, our money is at the back end. It's paid back once they pay us in property taxes and sales taxes. So if that's not built, if it's not successful, then the money's not paid back. We have seen probably at least a 50% increase in tourism here in Bryan-College Station with the joining of the SEC, with the all the tournaments that go on throughout the year, 7-on-7, the Games of Texas. I mean, there's a lot happening in Bryan-College Station. That's why a lot of hotels are going up. Again, a majority of them are being built in College Station. I don't think you have people beating down the doors to do 4 or 5-star hotels. That's correct. So we have the opportunity to have a very nice boutique hotel and conference center and town center because this is a Woodlands-type development. It's not only about the hotel and the town center. That's not the half-billion-dollar project. It's all the other components that add up to it. This could be, a shot in the arm for the west side of town. It'll complement the health science center, all the pharmaceutical companies that are coming online, all the new businesses that want to locate there. It will enable them some conference space. And there are other hotels that are looking in College Station that may be similar in size and nature. And so, I think the timing is good. But would it happen without the city's help? Probably not.
Okay, well, then the concern that I guess I want to voice to you now is without the city's help, that brings, for lack of a better name, because I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know the name of the center where the Walmart is on the west side of town. Now, I believe, to paraphrase what you said, yes, we did inducements for the developer there, and again, not Walmart, but for the developer, to speed things along. Well, Walmart knows what they're doing. They know when they want to put concrete on the ground. They know when they're going to be able to support it. And basically, as I understand, that Walmart has really not taken off. Now, those things have time. People can remember the Kroger down in South College Station. It was pretty quiet for a while. Well, you know, now you can't stir them with a stick in there. But based on some tax figures that you must have now, sales tax figures on that Walmart, how has that progressed? And was Walmart, in fact, right in saying, we're not quite ready to build another superstore in Bryan, Texas?
Well, they were probably within 5 to 10 years out on building on their own on the west side of town. We've had a huge demand for our residents on the west side for a grocery store that's been talked about from day one. You know, and everything kind of comes together. You can't really have successful residential if you don't have retail to go with it. You can't have retail if you don't have residential. So they kind of go hand in hand.
But you might not have had enough rooftops up front yet to do that. And again, I want it to work as well as anybody. I want that to be a traffic change.
It's not the busiest parking lot in town. If you're wanting to go to Walmart, you don't want to fight the crowds, that's a great Walmart to go to. I shop it too, so put a plug in there for the West Side Walmart. But it was there ahead of time. And I think the opponents of the project were saying, well, it was going to locate there regardless at that time of that day without the city's help. You can see that they probably wouldn't have at that point. So we did expedite for the benefit of the citizens. Again, the money that the developer is going to get in that deal is going to be on the backside. So if they're not generating the sales tax, then the money's not paid back. So
but then we don't we lose twice, because you gave the developer incentives, so that means that minimizes revenue, tax revenue, and it's not generating maybe at the level that you wanted. So, I mean, granted, down the road it may be there, but we're going to have a little gap here for 4 or 5 years where it's not going to be maybe looking like such a good deal.
But, Scott, it wasn't generating anything before that. Most of that was ag-exempt land. They had raised the Texas Hall of Fame, I think was the only improvement on the property. That was shut down, so it wasn't generating any money, or very little money for the citizens of Bryan. Again, it's a quality of life aspect. People are shopping there. The people on the west side seem to be very happy with it. It's now attracting other retail establishments, other restaurants. We have other residential developers that are now wanting to build and locate out there. Being in the real estate business, you know, people say, well, I like the west side, that's great, but I've got to drive 10 miles in to go shopping for groceries. Now this is going to help, I think, more people locate businesses out there, live out there, buy houses out there. So I think it all kind of helps each other. But I do agree that it was done in advance. And if it wasn't, then we shouldn't have incentivized the deal. So, you know, in Bryan, we have to work a little bit harder than our sister city to the south. We have to try and do a little bit more to attract things. We don't have Texas A&M University, the main campus, in our backyard. I consider it in our backyard, but it's not in our city limits. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate to have the Health Science Center and Blinn College. But the hotels want to be right across the street from Kyle Field and the new Kyle Field. They want to be next to A&M, Texas A&M University. So in order to attract certain things into Bryan, sometimes we have to be a little more aggressive and a little more competitive than College Station to attract those. I think once College Station runs out of developable land and land that's within earshot of Texas A&M University, then things will fall into place. But right now you're seeing a lot of redevelopment around campus. You know, they're tearing down old shopping centers and old married student housing complexes to build new complexes and hotels and retail establishments. So if we're going to compete with that, then we have to be a little more aggressive in our economic development in Bryan to be successful, and then these additional tax dollars that we bring in will go and help the overall quality of life in Bryan.
Mayor Jason Bieske joining us today. Regular folks, not in the hotel business, the item that they seem to want to talk about on the agenda was our first look at some sort of plan for a super park, be it at the Travis B. Bryan Golf Facility or someplace else. Give us your thoughts on how that was received and what that plan looks like to you.
Well, the first meeting that we had, the first discussions we had at a workshop was a little over a month ago. We talked about our budget, and it was mentioned that the municipal golf course was losing about $350,000 a year. Rounds of play have declined, and so the city manager mentioned, you know, maybe we need to rethink the municipal golf course, look at other highest and best use for that property, and the super park idea was being discussed. The Parks and Rec Board, some of the members have been talking about a super park also. It's something that's near and dear to my heart to have quality fields and a park like that for the citizens of Bryan. What we discussed last night is about a 140-acre super park. It could locate on the municipal golf course. It could locate at Lake Bryan. It could be located at the BRAC Recreational Center, North Bryan. Could be in other locations of city-owned property that we may have. We've got a consultant hired that's going to go look at those locations to see which is the best location for a potential super park. The conceptuals that we released last night, I think we had three conceptuals that we discussed. If it remained at the municipal golf course, they had some existing holes that were still in play that could remain. That would be a possibility. If it's to be located at Lake Bryan or another location in Bryan, I don't foresee us having golf holes out there if we're going to keep the municipal golf course open. So it would probably have a lot more fields, ball fields, baseball fields, soccer, football. But right now, we're going to have the consultant look at all locations in Bryan, in the Bryan city limits, for a potential super park at 140-50 acres. There could be a possibility that maybe a private developer, a private investor would want to approach the city about donating 100-plus acres and develop around it. That's a possibility, so that could be on the table. So it's not the council did not vote to put it at the municipal golf course. They did overlay it on that property because it fit the size and scope of what the Veterans Park is. Hotels and restaurants could be located within the vicinity of the super park to complement it. Exactly how many fields it would have and what type of fields it would have. I think once we decided to move forward with the location for a super park, then I think we go back to the citizens, go back to the little leagues and the soccer coaches and all the athletic coaches and experts in the field and talk to them about how best to design this. Does it look like the Melody Ranch or in Franklin, Texas, or Katy, Texas, or Veterans Park, and we come up with the best fit and design for that particular piece of property that'll benefit the citizens and that use it. But we did have the CVB in yesterday. They talked about what an impact that all these 7-on-7 tournaments and all these new softball tournaments and games of Texas activities are attracting to the community, and they are helping fill up these hotels and restaurants when it's not game day weekend, when it's not parents weekend. So this together, we're not trying to compete with the city of College Station. We will complement the city of College Station, and together, Bryan and College Station will be competing for larger venues that we normally wouldn't get here in BCS.
Gotcha. Okay, finally, and I want to shift gears completely. This is the first opportunity I've had to be able to talk to you since the Ferguson, Missouri situation happened. That was a tragic situation that happened, and the city had to respond in ways that they normally would not have to. Give me an idea of what kind of preparation the city of Bryan has should a situation like Ferguson arise.
Well, first off, we have one of the finest police departments in the country. So I'm very proud of our police chief, his assistant chiefs, our staff. The city of Bryan wouldn't put themselves in that situation that the city of Ferguson did. Our staff would have handled things differently. We have a great police department, so I think we would all be very proud of the job that they do here and to keep us out of trouble, to protect the citizens. And so, I'm hoping we never get in a situation like they had in Ferguson. So it's not something that I think about, Scott, on a daily basis, because I know the quality of our men and women that work for Bryan PD are going to do their job professionally and be fair to all the citizens of Bryan.
Well, we'll hope that it never happens again, and certainly no city should have to go through that. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep, that's Mayor Jason Bieske from the City of Bryan. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Stocks appear headed for a cautious opening. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We could see a directionless start to the midweek session on Wall Street. The futures are virtually flat after stocks advanced again in yesterday's trading, and the S&P 500 closed above 2,000 for the first time. Today's only economic report showed there was a pickup in mortgage applications last week. Tiffany & Company is coming off a strong quarter. The high-end jeweler's profit rose 16%, and Tiffany raised its outlook for the year. Shares of Smith & Wesson declined in after-hours trading yesterday. The firearms maker reported weaker quarterly results and lowered its earnings forecast, blaming weak demand for rifles. Smith & Wesson says there are high inventories of modern sporting rifles industry-wide. You might have to replace the power cord if you have a Hewlett-Packard or compact notebook computer. HP is recalling 6 million AC power cords in the U.S. and Canada because of a fire danger. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Do game day right. With LG, it's all possible. LG home appliances are right in step with your busy world. The largest capacity washer in its class saves you up to 20 minutes per load, even on larger loads. LG's door-and-door refrigerators offer instant access to gotta-have snacks. And with LG Easy Clean, you've got a sparkling oven in minutes. Come check out the latest in LG innovations at your local Best Buy or online at bestbuy.com/LG.
Texas A&M takes on South Carolina tomorrow afternoon beginning at 5 o'clock. Our broadcast on this station starts at 4. Head coach Kevin Sumlin had just addressed a question about the receivers he has on this ball club, said that there's great talent there, great depth there as well. And then from that area, he moved to the secondary. Kevin Sumlin.
Got talent there, and we've had to kind of vet that out and figure out who's in and who's out, and that's gone that way. And obviously on defense, that's been our biggest challenge, particularly in the secondary. You know, where on paper you returned everybody, but Devontae being injured early in camp, it's brought some new guys on. We've had the Shazers had a great camp. You know, young Armani Watts has really come on at the free safety spot to really compete against Floyd Raven. So, you know, that, I think those are the big battles that have happened in the addition of our young freshman D linemen and the rotation just to help us with depth.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin on the secondary at South Carolina tomorrow afternoon. 4 o'clock broadcast, 5 o'clock kick time. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zinert. More economic incentive money is headed to the area of the Bio Corridor and Traditions Golf Course.
The Bryan City Council's given preliminary approval to the group that owns Traditions to receive $2.4 million towards a boutique hotel and conference center. The Brazos County Lodging Association considers it subsidizing a competitor. Spokesman Hunter Goodwin listed three hotels under construction with meeting space that are not receiving financial assistance.
I don't know if Mr. Ishmael's here tonight, but I know he's building a 125-room Holiday Inn Express with 5,000 square foot of meeting space. I know I saw Michelle Noiron, the general manager of HTI, that's across from Veterans Park, also has about 5,000 square feet of meeting space. And so you are benefiting immensely. We have about 4,500 square feet of meeting space.
Mayor Jason Bielinski challenged Goodwin and other hotel owners in the audience wearing red shirts to offer a competing proposal in the Bio Corridor.
If anyone else in the room with the red shirts wants to do this type of project in Bryan, I'm telling you I'm willing to listen and willing to do the same thing for you and help you. I don't have anyone knocking down our doors to put in a 4 or 5 star hotel at this point.
City Manager Keene Register says the money doesn't get paid until the developer satisfies their financial obligations.
The developer is on the hook for borrowing the money. We're not ever on the hook for the debt service. If he doesn't perform, he doesn't pay himself back, versus the city doing it and then worrying whether or not we would be able to pay ourselves back, which is what we've done in the past.
We're not jeopardizing any taxpayer money.
No.
The council's 5-2 majority also gives developers $3.8 million towards the rest of the infrastructure of the Atlas Town Center. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council has been given three ideas to develop a super park. A presentation from a consultant and staff is online at WTAW.com. The council agreed to proceed with the concept, noting the location has not been determined. For demonstration purposes, architect Wayne Cooper, who is the mayor pro tem of Pflugerville, showed what could be done at the municipal golf course. The option, Cooper says, has the most internal support, includes 17 synthetic turf fields with 75 parking spaces for each of the fields.
That would allow you to adequately park the people that are participating in those active sports, but it would also allow you to have some parking spaces for people that may not have anything to do with those sports that are just coming to the park to enjoy it as well.
Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says yet to be determined is the proportion of public access versus tournament play.
We see that complementing BRAC, which is already used for tournaments, as well as what's going on in College Station with Veterans Park. We think with something this size, we can, between the two cities, we can attract some pretty large tournaments.
With an early estimated cost of $10 million, that option also includes nearly 20 covered pavilion areas, along with picnic pads, a trail system, sand volleyball, and tennis and badminton courts. Some estimates show roughly 20% of the cars on Texas roads have fake inspection stickers. A new fraud prevention law should do away with that. Whitney Brewster with the Texas DMV says it consolidates the registration and inspection process into just one sticker.
Once fully implemented, a vehicle will have to pass the required inspections not more than 90 days prior to the registration sticker expiring in order for the registration to be renewed.
The two steps, one sticker program officially kicks off March 1st of next year. Bastrop County settles a federal lawsuit with the family of a high school boy who was tasered by a sheriff's deputy last year. The attorney representing the family of Noe Nino de Rivera, Adam Lowy, says the county will pay $775,000.
Noe deserved compensation for what happened here, and him and his family were in need of money for what occurred here.
The student fell on his head after being tased, resulting in brain injuries. Authorities previously said the Cedar Creek High School student was tased after refusing to leave the scene of a fight. A larger crowd than usual at this week's Brazos County Commission meeting was part of a surprise for a longtime volunteer. Jack Donovan received the Red Cross Presidential Lifetime Volunteer Service Award.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I see all my old friends here. Some young ones, my granddaughter's here. Really surprised me. I didn't expect this.
Curtis Ekman of the Red Cross office in Bryan says to qualify, a volunteer must put in a minimum 4,000 hours.
Which I believe Jack easily earned within the first couple of years after his retirement.
Donovan, who retired from the Texas A&M Firefighting School in 2001, was also recognized by the county for his service as a volunteer fireman between 1950 and 1980 and working with the county's community emergency response team since 2001. In addition to the Red Cross, Donovan also volunteers for the Salvation Army and Habitat for Humanity. That's your look at news. We'll have more at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you want your entire home cleaned? A clean you can trust? Start with the cleaning pros at Molly Maid. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home on every visit with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to clean. Call Molly Maid and you can trust that your whole home will be fully cleaned for you to enjoy. Call us today at 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or online at mollymaid.com.
Good morning, it's 841. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure, it's going to bring us some sunshine, but a trough in the Gulf of Mexico could bring us an isolated storm by late today. Highs approaching 95. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures tonight near 75. There could be a stray shower or thunderstorm tomorrow, otherwise mostly cloudy and near 90. Maybe a storm, 75 tomorrow night. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs up around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Social media encourages a diversity of opinion, right? Wrong. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Summer's the best time of the year. The parties, barbecues, you're always out of the house. But that means it's more important than ever to make sure your home is safe. Most alarm companies make it unbelievably hard. They're full of middlemen, bloated price tags, and locked-in contracts. It's complicated, it's expensive, and it doesn't have to be. That's why I love SimpliSafe. This is the best home security system around. SimpliSafe was built by a Harvard-educated engineer. It's totally state-of-the-art and costs a fraction of what you'd expect. You get 24/7 protection, the latest security technology, and it's only $14.99 a month. There's no long-term contracts. How easy is that? The whole thing arrives pre-programmed, ready to start protecting your home. This is such great protection for your home and family. Protect your home the smart way. Go to SimpliSaveKim.com now to save an extra 10%. That's SimpliSaveKim.com, SimpliSaveKim.com. Today, a discovery about social media. With every politician, actor, cause, and everybody else tweeting and posting to social media all the time, we're told that diversity of opinion and political participation just has to be at an all-time high. But as it turns out, outlets such as Twitter and Facebook are actually pushing down opinions, stifling debate, and silencing those in the minority. The Pew Research Center, working with Rutgers, finds that people are less likely to voice an opinion, especially when their views are different from their friends. And worse, regular social media users are reluctant to express differing views even in the real world offline. Social media may be further polarizing America, as people surround themselves with only the ones that they agree with. This is the first study of its kind, but it follows a trend. People who spend a lot of time online don't really have many friends at all. Get the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Uh-oh. You don't really have friends at all.
What?
No one likes you.
There's Kim smacking you upside the head, just letting you know. So there you go. All right, so they put together a list of, we have several lists here, actually. Thrill List has put together a list of things. Among them would be the state that has the best beer, okay? And Texas comes in at number 20. Number one would be Oregon.
Okay. That was going to be my second guess.
California and Washington might have more breweries. They've also got more people. More importantly, they don't have the density of Oregon's offerings or the quality of Oregon's. The Oregonians have long had as the forefront of the craft industry.
Craft beer mecca.
That's it. Windmere Brothers, Rogue, Full Sail.
Rogue and Full Sail, I know.
Yeah, those two I'm familiar with, too.
Duchette's. Anyway, so that's number one. Number two is California. Number three is Colorado.
Where's New Hampshire?
New Hampshire's in the northeastern part of the United States.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Thanks, God.
It's East Coast.
Hooray!
Yeah, I'll find that in a minute. No. In the meantime, let's find Texas, the only state to declare its own separate national beer, which Matthew McConaughey did everything he could in True Detective to boost the sales of Lone Star. I just don't know that he was successful because...
I was drinking it before, so he didn't boost my...
Oh, well, there you go. At the end of the day, it's still Lone Star.
Nah.
And what do you mean, still Lone Star?
And it's the home to venerable Shiner. Craft beers truly have been exploding in Texas in recent years, according to the article. Well, that's been happening basically everywhere, but it's Texas, so the explosion feels bigger.
Well, the recent law changes 2 years ago, that made it much easier for people to self-distribute.
Yeah. Houston St. Arnold, one of the OGs of the Texas craft scene.
OGs. Oh, my. Wouldn't that be OB, original brewer?
Yeah, really. Continues to turn heads with his special releases, and then Deep Ellum. Has been steadily making some
waves. Oh, jeez. Come on.
I know. Let's see. New Hampshire. We'll see if we can find New Hampshire for you.
I just thought they'd be higher up.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't.
Okay.
So anyway, that's number 41 is where they are, in fact.
No.
Now, just in case you wondered, because apparently Thrill List needed to put together a list of the best college bars in America, we've got one right here in College Station, Texas.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Now, not number one. I think number one is in, in Alabama.
Did this bar just celebrate his 40th birthday?
Higgins Bar. Yes, it did. Yeah. Well, the Dixie Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be the Dixie Chicken.
So just celebrated this summer.
Yeah, that's it. It's basically, what I didn't know is there's actually a place called Duffy's, which would be like Duff Beer, which I probably kind of have a built-in.
You can try that at least once.
Yeah, I have a built-in deal. But anyway, the Dixie Chicken is a College Station institution. It's been a local Northgate watering hole since 1974. Total Country Dive, Honky Tonk Music, Live Rattlesnake.
Who are you calling a dive?
Yeah, no. The famous tradition of ring dunking happens here. And,
not legally anymore.
No, that's true, Dave. But again, it's Thrill List. They're just making lists for us, so we'll know all about that. We'll go. That's fine. I'm glad you had nice things to say about us. Anyway. Let's see what else. Oh, and the Amazon has announced, announced on Monday that they're buying Twitch, which is a site devoted solely to video game-related live streaming content, for nearly $1 billion. I think $900 million, but what the heck. That might seem like a ton of money, but the video games are also a spectator sport. A lot of people are making serious cash by playing in tournaments.
Professional gamers.
And getting lucrative sponsorships from computer parts makers. They also make money streaming their practice sessions on Twitch. Esports earnings has ranked the 100 players with the highest overall earnings from competitive gaming. More than 150 gamers have earned over $100,000 in prize money. Guy at the top of the list made $1.1 million in 28 tournaments.
That's insane.
That is insane. Amazing.
Professional video gamer.
Yeah. Again, put
something
that,
you wouldn't have heard 20 years
well,
ago.
Well, once again, yeah, well, add that to the list of things that we wouldn't have heard. But, okay, I guess it works. It's one of those things, though. It's like the major leagues, you know? Everybody would like to get there, but there's such a small percentage that are able to. So hopefully you get to try that, and that dream goes ahead and fizzles out before you're like 17 or 18. Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Mom. I'm practicing.
Yeah. At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we work hard to bring you the very best in quality flooring. That's why we are now offering Flooring America products, one of America's largest and most respected brands. And to kick off this fantastic new line of flooring, we're offering free installation on select Downs carpets. For a limited time, get free installation. Some restrictions do apply. Come by Brazos Valley Floor and Design, where you'll find even bigger selection at the best prices. And that's a promise.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-553-1696. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-553-1696. That's 1-800-553-1696. Call 1-800-553-1696.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, we're broke out in lists today. We have a list of the things that are the most popular eBay item in every state.
Okie dokie.
Okay, eBay has revealed the most popular item in every state. Californians favor high-end women's accessories. Men's cologne rules in New Jersey. Some states are more practical. People in Ohio purchased outdoor equipment. North Carolina residents spent their money on baby products. Connecticut customers bought batteries. In Alaska, it's hats. In Arizona, it's flowers.
Flowers?
Yeah. Idaho's toys, Hawaii's vitamins, men's footwear in Maryland, software in Michigan, interesting, audio and visual equipment in Washington, lighting in West Virginia. I don't know what that
like
means.
Track lighting?
I guess so. I'm not sure. GPS in South Carolina? Don't they know that you don't need one of those anymore? Just saying. Mattresses in Mississippi. And... I'm sorry?
Ben Downs, General Manager. We don't need GPSs anymore.
Do you need to buy a freestanding GPS? Why do you need a freestanding GPS?
Is that why they looked at me like that at Best Buy that day?
When was that day?
About a month ago.
Yeah, probably so. They probably had to dig around and see if they could find one. Yeah.
Well, good grief.
Good grief what?
Why
do you need a GPS?
Okay. The car?
Yeah.
Okay. You got your car.
Got it.
If you don't zoom in really close, some of the roads I drive on disappear.
Oh, I see.
And okay. Also, there's the whole update thing. Okay. You ever driven in Austin with a one-year-old map in your car?
No. Does it work?
And the phone is fine and dandy, yeah. But it's so hard to text and to browse YouTube while you're trying to get instructions from your map as well.
I know, and you're eating your famous bowl and drinking your coffee and trying to drive
texting
all at the same time.
Texting and listening to the map. And,
so
we don't use GPSs anymore, huh?
Well, that's I don't know. Apparently.
Because I got one, baby, that when I'm traveling, that thing just goes... right on the dashboard and sticks there and looks at me, and some gal in a British accent speaks to me.
Well, that's because you choose it to be that. Doesn't have to be that.
That's true.
Yeah.
That would explain why Lily's Siri sounds different than mine.
I'm sorry, Ben. I'm afraid I can't do that. And in Texas, the most popular eBay item is tactical and hunting goods. Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
I'm shocked over that.
Tactical and, in quotes, hunting goods.
Yeah. Do you watch NCIS?
No, I watch Person of Interest, though. Thank you very much for putting me in on that one.
Jim Caviezel.
Holy cow, what a good show.
He's a close talker.
Why don't we know anything? Why doesn't anyone else know about that show? It's in its fourth season.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's people get a little creepy over that.
Huh?
Yeah.
What? Over the show?
Yeah. Just the whole concept of it.
I really like it. Okay. It's really, really good.
Do you watch...
NCIS? No.
No, I didn't mean that. Blacklist?
That is just so common.
Have you watched Blacklist?
Do I need to?
Yeah, you do. It's not bad.
Okay.
Well, all right, then we won't do that story over there. I will tell you that Seth MacFarlane is coming out with a holiday album. That ought to be good.
I'm so tickled.
Yeah.
It was so nice of Jimmy Kimmel to come on the Emmys the other night and show Seth what a host actually is supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I understand.
That's Sofia Vergara thing.
Uh-huh.
Boy, talk about missing the point. America has completely lost its sense of irony.
Yes.
Holy cow.
I didn't see it, so I wasn't. I don't know.
Okay, you know who Sofia Vergara is?
Yeah, I know. She's on Modern Family,
She's that South American hottie that, plays off her major assets at every turn. It's kind of a joke, like Dolly Parton.
Gotcha.
And the guy from the president of the Motion Picture Academy or TV Academy or whatever says, Sofia Vergara! And she comes out, and they put her on this pedestal, and it just rotates.
Oh, okay.
And she just smiles and waves and smiles and poses.
Okay.
And no, it's not. It's beyond sexist. Oh. It's objectifying of women.
Oh,
The Twitterverse has lit up with apparently a lot of young women who completely have no sense of humor or sense of irony, but she is in deep trouble.
Because of that.
And to me, I thought, that's funny. Yeah,
it was cute.
That's Sophia. Yeah, okay, fine. She's been playing off of it for a while, so yeah, that's fine. Just come on out. Everybody look at Sophia.
Yep, okay.
And that was, but oh no.
Well, we had something.
Everybody took it serious. Like they really, that was really not intended to be funny or ironic or anything.
It was better just, not do that. Well, you heard our story last week, right? That
don't
that,
count on it.
That
sorry.
Yeah, that wasn't I heard very that. Nice
sorry.
At all.
I'm Who, very sorry. Yeah, I heard that one. What was
no,
it?
No, had to do with the fact that they are now going to have to start marking satire. Where was that, Patrick, where they were going to do oh, it? Very because of The Onion.
Yeah.
Okay, The Onion does stuff. Well, now they're going to have to mark things as being true
I
or
hope,
not.
I hope they don't because it is so wonderful no. when somebody quotes no. The Onion to
yeah.
me.
No.
And I can say, oh, please.
Sorry. Nope. Can't do it. Nope. Problem is we have no critical thinkers left. By the way, some Burger King customers are upset that the U.S.-based company may be packing up and heading north to Canada. Why? What does that got to do with
because
anything?
Because a Democratic senator said they should be boycotted.
Yeah. It's all about the plan for BK to obviously avoid U.S. taxes. And
whatever
they're
you do,
with, Tim Hortons.
Don't lower the taxes. Whatever you do.
No, not
whatever
at all.
You, yeah. Pass a law saying that you can't leave because your taxes are too high.
Yeah.
Whatever yeah. you do.
America's just like an abusive spouse.
Let me process that for a moment.
Uh-huh.
That is so wrong.
Don't
are
leave
you,
me.
Are you blaming
Don't
the
leave
victim?
Me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to change. You should change.
Patrick, what was the organization last week that said they were going to have to mark
Sarcasm
satire marks. Because of the people weren't smart enough to figure out when it was satire? Do you remember that? You remember the story? Oh, good. When the young guy can't remember
yeah.
it, I feel
yeah,
much better.
Because I made mention of the fact that there should be a satire font.
Yes. Exactly. Well, we'll hope
Comic Sans is good for that. Hey, everybody. This is Mark of Civic City.
Thank you.
I have a very important question for you. Do you have a bag in your trash can? Why? To keep it bacteria-free and from stinking. Well, then why are you running a vacuum without a bag? A bag in your vacuum filters the air better, keeps it from smelling, and doesn't make a cloud of dust when you dump it. Come on over to Sovac City and let us show you the full line of vacuums with bags. And if you really don't think you need a bag in that vacuum, we have those too. Sovac City, in front of HEB and College Station and on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-553-1696. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-553-1696. That's 1-800-553-1696. Call 1-800-553-1696.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I was really disappointed that they outed your wife's politics at the City of Bryan last night.
Jackie won an award.
Yes, the tweet mm-hmm. that went out said, honoring her for her Communist Impact Award.
Well,
so the Communist Impact Award.
There you have it.
There you have it.
Well, I think it was Montelongos and Celebrity Spa also in on that
other
deal.
Other communists.
Too. Yes,
well-known community communists.
Oh, well, there you are.
Yes,
okay.
The Communist Impact Award. Our friends at the chamber corrected it quickly.
Hello.
So was Ben the one that sent that tweet out?
It would have been funny,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, and it would be something you do, too.
So it's Comrade Flag on the phone, I see.
The Red Scare begins.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, bye. Sure. Okay. Wow. How very nice. Glad to hear that. All right, got a 30% chance of rain today, maybe up to 50% later on this week. Let's hope so. High of about 96. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, is 9 o'clock. Foxes.